I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The star-studded, action-packed finale of NBC's The Voice Tuesday night ended with Monroe native Damian Lawson in fourth place. Lawson won't walk away empty-handed. In a special Christmas concert recently, he and the other top three each received new cars, courtesy of Nissan. The 2014 winner of The Voice is Craig Wayne Boyd of Nashville, Tennessee. Chris Jameson placed third. Matt McAndrew came in second in the singing competition. Louisiana's health secretary told lawmakers that the state expected to receive federal approval for six LSU hospital privatization contracts by last week's end. That approval still has not arrived. Health and Hospital Secretary Kathy Kleber says the lack of an approval letter doesn't mean the rewritten deals have hit any snags. She says she's assured in her conversations with the federal Medicaid agency that the financing plans will receive the okay. Governor Jindal privatized nearly all of the LSU-run hospitals without first getting needed federal approval. The privatization deals rely on federal Medicaid money to work. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services refused financing plans for the six privatization agreements in May so that the state had to go back and rework the contracts. Kleber says she expects to have the approval letter soon. Local officials in West Louisiana say former Eurythmics singer and guitarist Dave Stewart plans to film a new music video early next year in their century-old Gothic Revival jail. Secretary Treasurer Tyra DeHoven says the Beauregard Parish Police Jury had voted to allow it if she okayed the lyrics of Leave This Town. She told the Associated Press on Tuesday she had approved the lyrics, and Stewart's employees tell her they're thinking about filming in January or February. The song features Thomas Lindsay of DeRitter. According to Stewart's website, Stewart and Lindsay collaborated over the internet, with Stewart recording in Los Angeles and Lindsay in Louisiana. The ugly Christmas sweater phenomenon is getting more and more popular each year. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern talks with a gaudy clothing expert.
Lachey Brown is a vendor at Polished Peasant in Sulphur, which specializes in tacky Christmas attire. She says they're huge hits at Christmas parties.
Who has the ugliest sweater? Who has the one with Grandma's Christmas dinner on it from last year, you know?
Brown says a lot of her customers will buy an ugly Christmas sweater, then go home and add even more flair.
Anything that has lights on it, just anything that's extra garby.
She says you can expect this fun holiday trend to continue. Michelle Southern reporting.
This is KEDM News.